this time, if we could have the children come up for our children's message. Welcome, everyone. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good? Good. Good. Our children's message today, I know Mr. Jeff, he's always been titling my children's messages, so I guess I'll come up with a title for you. today's children's message is on the word life. Life. What is life, right? Now, I'm going to show you, you know, I love pictures, so hopefully you do too. But tell me, how do these pictures help us in this life? So I'll show you a picture right here. What is that right there?
An ambulance,
right? What does an ambulance do? May I carry people to the hospital that are sick, right? They're sick. And they need to go to the hospital, and the ambulance drives in the hospital to save their life, right? And when they get to the hospital, I know they're not cartoon doctors, but what are these right here?
Doctors
and nurses and?
Surgeon.
Oh, surgeon. Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, surgeon, I guess. What are these people, when they go to the hospital, what happens?
They help
them get better, right? So the ambulance gets them there, and the doctor and the nurses and the surgeons, they make sure that they'll do their best to save their life, right? And I know this doesn't connect, but this is another lifesaver right here for us.
A hat.
What does this hat do? Not what does this hat do, but what does the person in the hat do?
Fight fires,
right? They save houses, they save lives, right? They save the animals, right, that are trapped. So all these things that I talked about here, whether it's doctor or ambulance or firefighter, they're all here to protect us, right? Save us. Now, when we talk about life, what about this one? What is that right there?
The Bible.
Now, how does that save our lives? The Bible shows us what we are called to do, of course. But at the end of the day, we very well know that though we try to do our best, we know that in our sin we fall short, right? And the Bible shows us what? It points us to Jesus, right? The Bible points us to Jesus. And today on Pentecost, it's on this day where the Holy Spirit, as we look back 50 days after Easter, the Holy Spirit was on them. Peter preached and many heard the word of the gospel. They heard, right? They heard the word of God, and there they received Jesus and they were baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. Now, I know God gives us all these people to take care of our life right now, right? Our physical bodies, God gives us all these people to do that. But as we live out our life of faith, it is in the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, when you come to church and hear the Word of God, when you go to Bible study and hear the Word of God, this is where the Holy Spirit is working for you as He points you to your greatest comfort, your greatest truth, that is Jesus Christ. The gospel, the good news that He died for your sins, and that on the third day He rose from the dead so that you may have life, forgiveness, and salvation. And that is the greatest life-saving gift that we have. So remember that this day, you guys. You are forgiven of your sins because the Word says so, and the Holy Spirit has given you this faith to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the one who has come to save you from your sins. So the Word, you guys, stay with it. I know today as we confirm, I know that some of you are cousins to Matthew and you know Matthew. This is what I always told him too, to stay with the Word of God, because this is where we grow, but this is where we have our life. Remember that this day. Let us pray. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for your Word and for this time together. Lord, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that has called us into this gospel, that has brought us this word of truth, that breathes life into our lives through the giving of your Son. Lord, bless these children to continue to grow in this faith as they have their great comfort in the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for this time together. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.